Robbie, thanks so much for joining me today, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. We've got you on today to promote a new series of gigs happening at Three Wise Monkeys Bar, which is recently... I'm sure we'll talk more about it, but has recently gotten, you know, grant and a government grant with new funding to promote live music. You're kind of at the forefront of it all.
Yeah, we are. It's a pretty exciting new thing, really. The upstairs club 3WM, as it's currently called, has been doing nothing but sort of DJ nightclub stuff over the last few years, and particularly with obviously what's been going on the last 12 months, everything. The brakes being put on almost all live music, even those nights have been non-existent for a little while. But coming out of this, coming post COVID, the gig world's looking strong. Going to be launching some live music, some bands with a weekly event, which is currently called Hear No Evil.
Yeah, cool. I was going to get to that. I'm a big fan of the name Three Wise Monkeys Bar. Hear No Evil.
Yeah, I thought it would be,
you've got your Yeah, first event is kicking off Friday week, or this coming Friday, actually, I should say, with Sunday Estate and In Good Hands playing. Is it a co-headline?
It's actually In Good Hands.
In Good Hands. Yes.
It'll be their single launch, single launch. Huge night for those boys.
Yeah, cool. And Sunday Estate as well. I mean, are gaining more and more traction with their new single release and recently picked up by Mirror Music Group. So super exciting night for two huge kind of up-and-coming Sydney bands.
And that's precisely what we're all about here, trying to create that platform for those types of bands to put on a show.
Yeah, and so your company, I guess, what you run all of this kind of booking and sounding and stuff through is Vandita. And I guess with these government grants coming in, how important is that for live music in Sydney?
Really important. It's really good to see that this is a City of Sydney grant. It's great to see that they are actually, the arts are at the forefront of what they're trying to sort of spend this money on. They're not just, willy-nilly throwing it at, projects that won't really benefit the artists themselves. I feel like this one's allowing us to spend it in a way that benefits all parties involved, like people like myself in bookings and like photographers, sound tech, graphic design. Like, it's really... creating a lot of jobs really in the arts by a whole new sort of gig platform for these kind of shows, which is great.
I'm hearing a bit of hustle and bustle in the background there. Are you actually at the venue right now?
I am actually physically inside the venue as we speak. You may hear Chris, who's working on this with me. He is currently rigging up some lights for our stage, brand new lights. You may hear some drills and chains rattling and all sorts of things in the background. It's a work in progress, all coming together in time for the Sunday Estate and In Good Hands show next Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, right in time.
No, it will be done by then.
Right in time for opening night. Perfect.
Yeah.
Stepping a bit away, I guess, from this current event that we're talking about, I'm interested in you, Robbie, as a very central member, I guess, of the Sydney indie live music scene. And
some big words.
Look, it's true. But what did 2020 and I guess the big chunk of COVID lockdown and events being cancelled and all of that, as someone who works as a sound engineer, as someone who works as a booking agent, as someone who plays in multiple bands as a musician, what did 2020 look like for you?
To be honest, didn't look like much at all. It was a bit of a black hole. But I mean, people like myself, for example, tried to sort of branch out into other areas, use our skills in new ways. So like I found myself doing a lot of studio production instead of live audio production. But as far as the actual music itself goes, not a lot at all. to be quite honest, which is why I feel like there's a certain level of pressure at the moment to sort of almost make up for lost time. It's sort of like the floodgates are about to come bursting down. All this pent up energy from the scene as a whole are just itching to come back out. Which, I mean, we can see at the moment with these seated shows that we have been doing over the last few months. Almost everything's selling out, which is reassuring. But yeah, it's just now is the time, you know. It's all coming together right now.
Talking about how, yeah, I guess how the floodgates are opening, people are keen to come out and hear music and see events and be at gigs. In a convoluted kind of way, do you think that COVID having shut down nightclubs on the whole, and people, you know, having that desire to be out and to be part of the culture of the city, do you think that in a convoluted kind of way, COVID has almost reminded people of the beauty of live music?
Definitely. I'm really glad you're spinning that angle. I really like that it's kind of opened society's eyes to the value of live music. Like I feel like obviously the cost of your average gig has gone up because your capacity has gone down and you know, venues still need to make money somewhere. So we've seen a gig ticket price go significantly up, but it hasn't changed the desire to go to those gigs, you know what I mean? So I feel like now that we've acknowledged that artists still deserve to be making money in the same way that venues still deserve to be making money and everything, it's kind of like we've now realized that, like, oh yeah, maybe artists do cost this much. And I feel like moving forward out of this, it's actually, yeah, done a lot of good for the industry, because we now, after having it taken away from us as punters, we now sort of, yeah, have more of a desire to go and get it again. So we almost had it too good to be true pre-COVID, and it took a pandemic to sort of realize what we had. And you know, you don't know what you've got till it's gone, you know. And now we're just, yeah, itching to get back out at it, and don't care that a gig now costs $25 instead of $10. You know, it's good.
That's it. I mean, it's also, you know, even though there's smaller capacity, you're seeing more sellout gigs, obviously partly because of that. But at the same time, people are being reminded of how great the atmosphere is to see, you know, just an independent band, but with a full room, you know what I mean? Even though everyone's spread out, but the atmosphere inside a full room is, yeah, it's that reinvigoration. So, yeah, so good to see.
I was just saying, and that's honestly, like, you can't put a price on that. You can't take away what we're always going to want to do that for is, you know, we want the music. It's always going to be more important than a dollar figure or a number figure.
Yeah. And how great has it been for you kind of seeing people since gigs started coming back, and they were sit down gigs, and there were, you know, venues having to follow all these different COVID rules. How great has it been to see people coming, turning out in numbers, but respecting those rules, staying seated, and just following all protocols to make sure these venues do stay open and that we don't have another wave of lockdown or whatever.
It's heartwarming, really, to see you know, venue owners and punters and musicians all sort of, you know, we all sort of realize we're on the same team. We all want one thing here, and that's live music back. So it's, yeah, everyone's been really, really cooperative, following regulations and stuff. It's really good to see. Feels good to know that we're not alone, you know, like we're all in this together.
I'm gonna have to let you go in a second, Robbie, but just before I do, we've kind of plugged Hear No Evil, we've plugged Three Wise Monkeys and your company Vandita. Also, you're a great musician yourself, and it'd be remiss of me to not let you talk up your own musical projects and your own bands that you play in. Go for it.
Oh, well,
list them.
Where do I begin? No, the one main project I'm involved in at the moment, indie rock band called Locked In Lummo. Me and my brother and some other boys, good stuff. The Cookbook Book Club. I got a comedy food themed punk band, comedy, kitchen punk.
A comedy food themed punk band. I love it.
Yeah, we're about to drop some tasty treats for you soon. Got some buns in the oven. Very excited to get those out.
Awesome. Well, great, yeah. Robbie.
But thanks so much for having me on, Lockie. Absolute pleasure to speak to you today.
Dude, absolutely. Everyone go check out Hear No Evil. On Facebook, you can find Vandita. On Instagram as well, at Vandita Official. That's VANDIDA for all info. Tickets available, moshtix.com.au. So make sure you go check it out. Sunday Estate and In Good Hands. You can find them at their own sources. But yeah, thanks so much, Robbie, for coming on. Thanks for chatting today.
Thank you. Thanks. And I must say before I go, big shout out to City of Sydney for allowing us to put all this stuff on.